a lot of talk this morning about remembering the opening night game against these guys. A little surprising that it kind of started the same way.
Yeah, it is surprising, actually. I think our last few games, the start has been not the way we wanted to. You know, even the outdoor game, I don't think we had a good start. Just too many times that we've been shooting ourselves in the foot with our starts, and it's hard to play from behind in this league, especially a good team like Pittsburgh. You know, they come with a lot of pace. You know, they kind of play like us, shot mentality, scramble game, you know, D down, you know, back to the net, second, third opportunity. So they, they gave it to us tonight.
They're a team that attacks with speed all over the ice when they have the puck, even when they don't have the puck. How much of an adjustment is that to kind of get used to that kind of speed coming at you?
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of speed too. I just think, you know, we're above more, you know, when in the D zone when we were trying to break out, they were above, they were right on top of us, they were surrounding us, and I feel like we didn't do it to them, and just kind of hurt us. Like I said, they're a good team, but if you look back at that game, we turned the puck over a lot. So we, Massey had to make a couple of huge saves on our breakaway. Unfortunately, you can't make them all, right? And when you give a team like that, Malkin, Crosby, guys like that with breakaways, eventually going to capitalize and score goals. So, you know, we're a team that obviously we have high power offense, but when we're playing predictable hockey and we're playing the right way, we're untouchable. So, you know, they're a good team over there. And, you know, they did what we do to a lot of teams this year. They did that to us tonight.
And we don't see John Cooper show a lot of emotion on the bench. He's usually pretty calm no matter how the game's going. To see him kind of get that and end up getting an ejection.
Yeah, I mean, he's frustrated. Obviously, it's hard as a coach to kind of lay back sometimes, and I think he felt that we should have got the extra one there, and we did. And he said what he had to say. You know, sometimes it's good to have a coach show emotion and, you know, stand up for his players.
What was the explanation you got? You were talking with the ref after the period. What was the explanation you get about the
game? I think it was just a miscommunication of what was going on, why Sorelli was serving the penalty. And the people in the box were telling me he shouldn't have served it. We thought Perry's just got a four, and someone just had to serve the extra one. So, obviously, a lot of miscommunication there.
Pat, was it more of what Pittsburgh did, or was it more of what you didn't do?
Yeah, I mean, did you watch the game? So we probably gave him a lot of offense, right? Turned the puck over. So, I mean, it's, you know, they played a good game, though. I mean, you got to tip your cap. They played hard. They played fast. And it wasn't fast, but they played predictable hockey. And when you play predictable hockey, your offense is going to eventually break through. It's going to open up. And you're going to get rewarded. You know, teams are going to eventually take penalties because you've been in your offensive zone the whole game. And that's kind of what happened. You know, when you go down 2-0 early in a game, I mean, it's tough to climb back to, especially a team like that. But, you know, those are two really, really good teams going at it. And like I tell people now, this is a fun time to play. I mean, you're playing pretty much playoff hockey from the next 2 months here and all the way till, you know, July. So this is the fun times right now. Everyone's going to have their A game. Everyone's trying to have a playoff. You know, try to make the playoffs. You know, no one's in right now. So these are the times where you got to be a man, and unfortunately, you gotta be aggressive. You gotta find ways to play that hard nosed hockey in guys' faces. Be hard at our blue line, hard at, you know, the offense's blue line, and play the right way. And you know, they did that.
Pat, you guys are 1-6 now in the front half of back-to-back. So you think it'd be kind of reverse in that situation? Any sort of thing?
What was that? In the period?
You're 1-6 in the front half of back-to-back games, where you're so good in the second half of back-to-back. Usually it'd be flipped. Any sort of weird thing for explaining?
We're 1-6
in the front half of back-to-back games.
Oh, well. You think that'd be switched?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. You analytics guys, I don't believe them. So. So, unfortunately, I don't think I'm on the analytics sheet a lot. So, good.
Thank you.